Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. Abemus papam.
Reciting the Latin formula Habemus Papam, the proto-deacon, French Cardinal Jean-Louis Thuron, appeared at the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica Wednesday evening to announce the election of the 265th successor of St. Peter.
Eminentissimum ac reverendissimum Dominum, Dominum Georgium Marium, Sancte Romani Ecclesiae Cardinalem Bergoglio, qui sibi nomen imposuit Franciscum.
Argentinian Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, the first Jesuit and the first Latin American pope in history, was elected to the papacy, taking the name of Pope Francis. Billowing white smoke appeared from the chimney over the Sistine Chapel at 7:06 p.m., signaling that the new pope had been elected in the fifth ballot of the two-day conclave. Cardinal Thuron appeared on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica at 8:12 p.m. to the cheers of tens of thousands of people gathered under umbrellas in the square. Shortly thereafter, Pope Francis himself stepped out into view, dressed in the traditional white papal vestments, and once again, the crowds erupted into cheers.
Fratelli e sorelle, buonasera.
Despite an unmistakably humble air about him, the new pope spoke unfaltering words of thanks to the people of Rome and to his brother cardinal electors in the conclave for going to almost the ends of the earth to give Rome its new bishop.
Fratelli e sorelle, buonasera. Voi sapete che il dovere del conclave era di dare un vescovo a Roma.
Brothers and sisters, good evening. You all know that the duty of the conclave was to give a bishop to Rome. It seems that my brother cardinals have gone almost to the ends of the earth to get him. But here we are.
Vi ringrazio l'accoglienza.
I thank you for the welcome that has come from the diocesan community of Rome. And first of all, I would like to say a prayer for our Bishop Emeritus, Benedict XVI. Let us all pray together for him, that the Lord will bless him, and that Our Lady will protect him.
He then asked for prayers at the start of this, what he called a journey together in brotherhood and love.
Padre nostro, che sei nei cieli, sia santificato il tuo nome, venga il tuo regno.
And now, let us begin this journey, the bishop and the people.
E adesso incominciamo questo cammino, vescovo e popolo.
This journey of the Church of Rome, which presides in charity over all the churches, a journey of brotherhood in love, of mutual trust. Let us always pray one for another. Let us pray for the whole world that there might be a great sense of brotherhood. My hope is that this journey of the Church that we begin today, together with the help of my Cardinal Vicar, be fruitful for the evangelization of this beautiful city.
Pope Francis then imparted his first apostolic blessing and a plenary indulgence upon all those in the square, including those following by radio, television, and new media.
Adesso vi darò la benedizione a voi e a tutto il mondo. A tutti gli uomini e donne di buona volontà.
I will now give my blessing to you and to the whole world, to all men and women of good will.
Sancti Apostolis Petrus et Paulus, decorum potestate et autoritate confidimus, ipse intercedan pro nobis ad Dominum.
Amen.
Precibus et meritis Beate Mariae Semper Virginis, Beati Michaelis Arcangeli, Beati Ioannis Baptiste, et Santorum Apostolorum Petri et Pauli, et Omnium Sanctorum. Miserator vesti omnipotens Deus, et dimissis omnibus peccatibus vestis, perducat vos Iesus Christus ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Indulgentiam, absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum, spatium vere et fructuose penitentiae, cor semper penitens, et emendationem vitae, gratiam et consolationem Sancti Spiritus, et finalem perseverantiam in bonis operibus trio ad vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descenda super vos et maniat semper. Fratelli e sorelle, vi lascio grazie tante dell'accoglienza.
Brothers and sisters, I'm leaving you now. I thank you again for your welcome. Pray for me, and I will be with you again soon. We'll see one another soon. Tomorrow I want you to go to pray to the Madonna, that she may protect Rome. Good night, and sleep well.
Buonanotte e buon riposo.
Well, all of us here at Vatican Radio wish Pope Francis well at the start of his journey at the helm of the Universal Church. But just who is this man from the Church in Latin America? Susie Hodges has been finding out.
Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, Archbishop of Buenos Aires in Argentina, was born on the 17th of December 1936 in the Argentine capital. He was ordained for the Jesuits on the 13th of December 1969 during his theological studies at the Theological Faculty of San Miguel. He was novice master in San Miguel, where he also taught theology. He was provincial for Argentina from 1973 to 1979 and rector of the Philosophical and Theological Faculty of San Miguel from 1980 to 1986. After completing his doctoral dissertation in Germany, he served as a confessor and spiritual director in Córdoba. On the 20th of May 1992, he was appointed titular Bishop of Iuka and auxiliary of Buenos Aires, receiving episcopal consecration on the 27th of June of that year. On the 3rd of June 1997, he was appointed coadjutor Archbishop of Buenos Aires and succeeded Cardinal Antonio Quaracino on the 28th of February 1998. He is also ordinary for Eastern Rite faithful in Argentina, who lack an ordinary of their own right. He was created and proclaimed cardinal by Blessed Pope John Paul II in the consistory of the 21st of February 2001. I'm Susie Hodges.